Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins from Amazing Grape. We are calling to you tonight from Star, North Carolina, right here at our home office. And we appreciate everybody that's got on the call already tonight. And we've got several things we want to run into as quickly as we can tonight because we've got a lot going on. I was just telling the first people on there that we've had a good March, and we're looking for April to be a shower of blessing for everybody. We want to see a lot of growth during April for every one of you. But as I start off the call tonight, I always like to try to give a little bit of overview, especially if there's new people on the call that haven't heard about Amazing Grape, haven't heard the benefits of it and everything, and especially if you've invited new people to be on the call tonight so they can get back in touch with you after the call. But first of all, I'd like to do a little quick overview. I haven't done this in two or three weeks, I don't think. But the what we like to do is present the research. We don't want to make any false claims. We don't want to make any wild, outlandish claims and everything about the product. We just present the research from the universities and the government agencies and things like that, and kind of let you make up your own mind. But we feel like it's pretty impressive, and with what people are calling in and tell us it's doing, makes a big difference. Of course, our slogan is get healthy, stay healthy. Sometimes it's hard to get healthy whenever that you are sick, or you've heard the old saying, people being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, the thing that is hardest is for us to get up to a state of healthfulness, and this is what, of course, the doctors call homeostasis. When you give the body good nutrition, when you give it the proper minerals and nutrients and don't like to use the word vitamin because a lot of the vitamins on the market today are synthetics, but herbal or what they call phytonutrients, just it's a fancy word for plant-based nutrients. The Lord put the plants here, the herbs and everything, and they will draw up the proper amounts and the proper form, the ionic form of minerals and nutrients and everything. And so when we use plant-based herbs, the body can actually use those nutrients, and it will help to bring the body to a state of normalcy or homeostasis. Now, once you get to that stage, if you continue to give the body good nutrition at the cellular level, then you can stay healthy a lot easier than you can from a sick place. One of our doctors who's done so much research on diabetes said that the worst thing about diabetes is it depresses people. It brings them down to poverty because they have to go to the doctor a lot. They are concerned with checking their health all the time, and they're just, you know, constantly bombarded with this thing, and it's hard and it's kind of depressing to them. And so what his goal is to get people to that place where that they feel confident that they're getting a handle on their health, that they're getting to where they can take care of themselves and feel much better about themselves, and then they can begin to look on staying healthy. But getting to that place of homeostasis is sometimes hard. Well, what we recommend is something with a lot of nutrients, a lot of minerals, a lot of amino acids, a lot of good vital nutrients. Some of them are actually phenolic compounds. And antioxidants, you know, hundreds of antioxidants are in the muscadine grape, in the skin and the seed. Now, the muscadine has 20 pairs of chromosomes. All the other grapes that are grown out there, the bunch grapes, cluster grapes, table grapes, they only have 19 pairs of chromosomes. And that's why the researchers think that the muscadine is so much more powerful. They know that it's 44 times as much resveratrol in it as is in the red wine or the bunch grapes, the wine grape that people use to make wine with. And it's over 44 times as much resveratrol in the muscadine. And I was listening to CBS the other morning, and they were talking about the newest research on Alzheimer's. They're just really excited that the greatest new research is going to be using the resveratrol in the red wine grape for Alzheimer's. Well, we already have a larger amount, much, much more, in the muscadine. So that tells you that it's not really widely known, because the muscadine just grows in the southeastern United States. All over the world, we have bunch grapes and cluster grapes, and we have, you know, huge grape vineyards that are growing grapes commercially that you see so many different varieties of big bunch table grapes in your grocery store. But the muscadine is kind of rare because it just grows a few, one or two along on the vine, three or four, half a dozen, smaller bunches, but the vines can be very prolific. A lot of people have them in their backyards, but they're only good during September when they get ripe. Well, what we do at Amazing Grape is we take it and dry it very slowly, grind it up, and put 650 milligrams in a capsule of pure muscadine grape seed and skin so that you can take it year-round. A little bit more about the research. The public and private funded research is now ongoing. There's already been a lot, there's hundreds of papers of research have been done since 2003. And the researchers are really excited about some of the things they found. They found that the muscadine increases the size of the arteries significantly. Now, the studies that they've done were not able to do this with drug therapy, but as they put the muscadine grape seed into people, they give them two capsules a day for 30 days in a test at a large university hospital here in North Carolina, and it opened the arteries almost 5%. About 4.5% was the amount that it increased the size of the arteries. And they believe that this could help tremendously with heart disease, high blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol problems. It also reduces the inflammation, which is the cause of all chronic pain. And it doesn't have any of the side effects of all the anti-inflammatory drugs. If you are familiar with seeing the ads on TV for an anti-inflammatory drug, which is used for rheumatoid arthritis, and there's a professional golfer that they use in the commercial. And if you listen to the long line of serious, serious side effects, and even death, stroke, and all kinds of things, you wonder why anybody would take something like that. But yet, they're all listed there. And yet when the doctors did the research at the major university here in North Carolina, they said that there was no toxicity whatsoever with the muscadine grape. And so they said that it was generally accepted as safe. There was no side effects that would harm anybody or be any problem for them. Now, we do know that there are a few people in the country who consider themselves to be allergic to grapes. And this is just to take grapes and eat them off the vine. I think part of this has to do with their metabolism. Part of this has to do with the allergies that they already have, the toxins that they already have in their body. And usually when we eliminate those toxins out of the body, usually the allergy or the allergic symptoms goes away. A lot of times it can also be a cleansing. We actually have doctors that are using the Amazing Grape product to detoxify their clients. And so when you think of all the best detoxes there is out there on the market, they usually have a lot of seed in them. And so when you take the seed, you may experience diarrhea a little bit for a day or two. You may experience a little flushed feeling or whatever. This is symptoms of detoxing that is actually getting the toxins out of your body. Now, this is something that if you just work your way on through it, most of the time the allergic symptoms will go away. So we don't think that it's as strange or as big a problem with those few people that have or consider themselves to have an allergy to grapes. But always use your own good judgment in taking any kind of supplement or anything that you take at all. The studies that have been done on cancers, after they've done the studies on the arteries, they said, we've got to go back and do some more studies. And so they did the studies on cancers, and this study is still going on. The National Institutes of Health wants to do a long study on it. And these are still going on. But the seven different types of cancer that was tested in this major test, that's brain, breast, including triple-negative breast cancer, lung, colon, prostate, leukemia, and skin cancer, there was a significant amount of reduction or inhibition of growth of these types of cancers in 7 days. The doctors were very excited about it, and they want to get the entire biotech industry involved in the testing and the further ongoing studies that are going to be tremendously forthcoming in the next little while. In fact, some of the major pharmaceutical companies are now getting involved in the research and in the things that they can do. They're wanting to make synthetic products that will mimic the muscadine grape. However, Dr. Vitalin over there at one of the major universities has said that your body can tell the difference. If it is a totally natural product, then if all the nutrients are together in one place, she says your body can tell the difference, whether it's been brought some nutrients from one source and some from another source. So think about that with a muscadine. It has all the nutrients. It has the highest antioxidant rating by Brunswick Laboratories. It has more nutrients in one place in a synergy altogether than any one thing on the earth, as far as the researchers from the University of Georgia have been able to ascertain. Another thing that is just an epidemics portion in America, and you all have heard me on this conference call several times talk a lot about diabetes. It's now affecting about a fourth of America, which is over 75 million people. And they say by 2020, if there's not a lot done about it, that it could be one in two people. It could be half the country. Now, I've made a lot of talk about the books that I'm reading and researching with doctors and pharmacists and people like that, that prescription drugs actually cause a great deal of your blood sugar problems. The other can be helped by diet and exercise. And we encourage everyone to look at their diet and try to eat much more reasonable, and also to take their Amazing Grape product, which our research doctor that done so much research on diabetes said that he could actually reverse diabetes, and he had actually reversed diabetes in 80% of his patients who would go on a 12-week regimen of the grape seed, two capsules a day, and working with them and their diet and their exercise, he reversed the diabetes in 80% of those people. Pretty impressive results. Well, we tell people, you know, when you think about the economy and you think about the economics of things, so many other nutrients out there sell for $40, $50, $70, $80, $90 a bottle. You get all kind of ads in the paper, in the mail every day. Well, we feel like that when we look at the way it's packaged, two capsules of 650 milligrams daily of the ground-up muscadine seed and skin may be the most economical way that you can nourish your cells and work toward that getting healthy and staying healthy. We use another little statement here. Wouldn't it be great to build your immune system, help reduce cholesterol, help balance your blood sugar levels, provide antioxidant protection against free radicals, slow down aging, and fight against cancer with only one product? We feel like that in itself is amazing, and that's what we have with Amazing Grape. And we feel like that everybody should know about this. As I said, we've had a lot of interest here lately, and a lot more people are getting on board. But I want to talk to you just a little bit tonight about some of the statistics that have to do with where people go when they look at a business or a business opportunity. Now, you have heard a lot of these probably statistics before, but I want to remind you of some of them and let you be thinking about some of them. You know, you can go out here and start most any kind of conventional business, and there's a lot of training, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of expense in setting up that business and running it. Before I get further into that, I want to say make one more statement about our product. And I've said that we don't make any claims, but we also have to say for the FDA and for the government, the USDA and all them, that our product is not sold to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Now, we know in our heart that it does a lot of good for people. And we believe that it's helping a tremendous amount of people over the country already. The testimonies are coming in from everywhere. But we cannot tell you that because it helps somebody else, it's absolutely going to help you. So we don't make any claims. We just present the research, let you go look at it yourself, and you can go research in the on the internet. You can research in your library, and you can study the muscadine. You're going to find that it is a wonderful thing to take into your body, and it is no side effects. And so we leave that with you, that you take it at your own risk. It is a simple supplement. We believe it's the best supplement you can find. And some people ask me if it's a cure-all. Well, it's not a cure-all, but it does address more different problems of the human race at one time than just about anything I've ever worked with. And I've worked with herbs now for 35 years. I've seen a lot of really good products. I've seen a lot of good herbs. We've done a lot of cleansing over the years. And the one product that stands alone above all of them is the muscadine grape. This is not a sales line. This is the truth. This is what happens, what we have found to be the best nutrient you can take because it has so many nutrients in it. And we just want to share that with everybody. Well, I don't have to tell people that the earnings, the real earnings, the take-home pay in America has dropped tremendously over the last couple of years, last 3 or 4 years. We hear them talk on the news that we are in a recovery now from this recession, but we don't see the pure evidence of it because there's still so many people out of work. There's so many people that are struggling today, and we feel like we have an opportunity for those people. You've heard the statistics before, but I'd like to remind you that when people get to 65 years of age, if you look at the statistics, national statistics on it, from the Department of Health and Human Services, 29% of those people, if you take 100 people at age 65, 29 of them have already deceased. 13% of them have an annual income under $5,200. 55% of them have annual incomes between $5,200 and $33,800, and 3% of them have annual incomes over $33,800. So you can see that there's a lot of them that are what you might be considered in the poverty level. The dependency level of them at 65, 45% of those people at 65 are dependent on their relatives for some sort of help or some kind of assistance. 45% out of 100 are dependent on somebody else. 30% of them are dependent on charity. 23% of them are still working, and 2% of them are financially independent. Now, this doesn't say that people are really making a huge amount of money or that they're really, you know, after they've worked for 40 years, you'd think that they would have enough money laid aside to where that they can live very comfortably. The statistic shows us elsewise. It shows us that it is not as much. A big portion of their money is spent on housing. In fact, about the biggest portion of it. The next biggest thing is on food and things that they need to eat and to live off of. The next biggest one is utilities. The next big expense is apparel and entertainment. And the least amount of money that people spend across the board, all over the country, is on health care. Now, we've heard it said in the past that people work all their life. They work 40 years building up their savings and working to build up some. And then they spend the last few years of their life spending that money on their health to try to keep their health. We'd like to suggest to you that if people would spend some money on herbs and on herbal nutrition and continue to give their body herbal nutrition through their youth and through their middle ages, then they wouldn't have to spend near as much money on their health in their declining years, because the body needs the nutrients, and if you give the body the nutrients, we can stay healthy on up to a very late age. Many of you know Mr. Jack LaLanne that produced a juicer, and he used the juicing method. He juiced fresh fruits and vegetables, and he was an athlete. He was still swimming. He was still doing a lot of tremendous exercises and things right on up into his late 90s, and he passed away at 99 or 100 just recently, just a few months back. And Jack LaLanne proved that you could stay really, really active, really healthy, right on up close to 100 years of age. Now, there is a lot of this information that is standard information for the government and for the Health and Human Services that shows us that people are needing an opportunity. They're needing to make more money. They're needing to have something to supplement their incomes, especially Social Security. Because 40 years ago, there was 8 or 10 people putting in on Social Security for every person that was drawing money out of Social Security. There's now the people that are putting in, it's about 2 people putting in for every 1 person that is getting money out. And this greatly causes a big upset with the Social Security thing. Now, all of those people over 65 years of age, the statistics are pretty sure from the Centers for Disease Control, most all of those people over the age of 65 are on an average of 7 prescription medications, and the cost of those prescription medications is very high. I don't have the exact figures right in front of me tonight. I want to get those for you. But those people on those prescription drugs are spending hundreds of dollars for what they deem necessary to keep their health. Now, I know that I've had people to tell me that they got off of the drugs and got on to herbal nutrition. Many people have improved their health, and they spend much, much less money on herbal nutrition than they ever spend on the drugs. If you look at the side effects of drugs, and if you look at what the drugs are actually for, you can find an alternative. We have cross-references here. I have a tremendous amount of herbal books. And you can find alternatives that you can take that actually nourishes your body. And to give you an example of that, when the doctors did the research on cancer studies at this major university, they said that the goal of chemotherapy for years had been to go in and try to cut off the oxygen to a cancer cell without damaging all of the cells around it. But the truth of it was is that the chemotherapy actually destroys a lot of good cells around the mutated or the cancer cell when they use chemotherapy. Whenever that they took the muscadine grape seed and skin and they take an extract of it and they put it in and watched it under the microscopes, it actually went into the mutated cell, cut off the oxygen to the mutated or the cancer cells so they couldn't grow any bigger, and actually nourished all the cells around it. The reason it nourished those cells around it is because the muscadine is such a powerful antioxidant. Now, what an antioxidant is it has a larger amount of electrons on that molecule. And whenever that it goes in, the other molecules that are in the cells and all of the other little enzyme systems and everything that are swimming around in the cell, they're all needing electrons and protons. And if they get some broke off of their particular little apparatus, then they have to reach for something else, and usually they reach over to the next cell and grab some off of it and causes it to be mutated or problems for it. Well, when you put an antioxidant in the body, it goes in, gives that damaged cell some extra neutrons and protons. It gives the other damaged cells some, and so it actually improves their health. Now, I have one doctor friend who has worked with us for a long time, and he said that when you look at what an antioxidant does for the cells, that it actually goes in and gives up its life, gives up its proteins and neutrons and all, so that the cells can be healthy. And he said, if you can't see the picture of that, I can. tremendous example of what it does for people. But when we look at the marketing plan with Amazing Grape, we don't have any hype. We don't have any kit. All we have is a good product in which that we offer you an opportunity with Amazing Grape to go out and double your money in a lot of cases. You can, when you join up with us, you get a free website. You can take that website and you can tell all people about it, have them to go to your website. They can order product, and the shipping is free. It's $33 retail. And as they ship that product out to them free, then you can actually come back to your website. You can go in your back office and order extra product, and you can go retail that product, sell it out to people for the retail price of $33, but you as a distributor can purchase that product for $16.50. So you actually double your money. Now, we don't have matching bonuses on everything because there's no need to. Most of the matching bonuses you see in other companies are hype. If they had that much extra money involved in the amount that they were using, then why aren't they letting you have it to start with? This, you know, you have to build a downline, you have to build a group of people, and after you build them, you get matching bonuses on those people that are doing real well. Well, that shows that there's a lot of money while they're building that's actually going to the company. Okay, there's a lot of companies out there that offer you a great opportunity to get into a company for $200, $500, $1,000. And when you get into the company, that $200 or $500 or $1,000, a lot of times you get a big bonus off of it. Well, what you're doing is you're just paying somebody else's bonus. You're not paying your profit out of product. You're not selling product. You're giving somebody else a bonus out of your pocket. We don't feel like that's very good, and we certainly know that the attorney generals don't like what they call a recruiting scheme or a recruiting program. When you're paying for somebody else's bonuses, you're just recruiting people. You're not paying for their commissions out of sales of product. And that's what the attorney generals likes. They like for you to sell product. So we want to sell product at Amazing Grape. We want you to sell it to your friends. We want you to sell it to your acquaintances. We want to sell it to strangers that are having pain or having concerns over their health, people that are concerned over chronic pain. There's just a tremendous amount of people out there that are suffering with pain every day. There's so many people out there with diabetes. You have a tremendous market in the United States with over 75 million people that are diabetics. And so we have the opportunity, we have the product, and what people needs to do is go out there and just share it with people across the board. That's why we're looking for a real bang-up month in April, and we want to keep expanding and keep growing for your benefit. Now, as you share that product, you go in a matrix. This is a 4x7 matrix, and that matrix can grow into a nice income. Is it going to grow into a big income right to start with? No, but we also don't have all those matching bonuses and all those recruiter bonuses and things like that that is going to get you a huge amount of money, but yet the people that are under you and the people that come after you are going to be hurt by it. So what we have is a solid program that can grow steadily. As you share this with other people, as you share the research with other people, and as you share the product and the marketing with other people, they can see that we have an opportunity here for those huge amount of people that are out of work, that are hurting right now. And I heard a gentleman talking just recently, and he said in North Carolina, we have about 10 million people in North Carolina. But the statistics are showing that with the unemployment in North Carolina, we're at somewhere around 1 million to 1,100,000 people that are actually out of work in North Carolina. Now, those people need our support, our prayers. We need to, you know, get behind them and help and do everything we can. But at the same time, you have an opportunity with Amazing Grape to present this to those people, and they can present it to the 90% of the people in North Carolina and in every other state in the United States that have unemployment, high unemployment. they can sell to the people who are doing okay, that are able to pay their mortgages and their other expenses and everything. With 10% out of work and 90% working, those 90% need good health. A big portion of those 90%, millions of them, are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and so they need this product. And so this is a great opportunity, but if we would have put it to where you had to get in at $200 or $500 or $1,000, we feel like that would have been prohibitive, and we feel like it would have cut out a whole lot of people that could really use this. The only thing people have to do to get in Amazing Grape is get some of the product, and they'll be buying it from you as a distributor, as a customer of yours, and they'll turn into a distributor if they just agree to get one bottle a month on an auto ship. That way, they'll be able to get product all the time, and that product, that one retail sale, will put them in the matrix and grow an income if they stick with it and if they keep sharing it with other people. But I want to encourage everybody to continue to look at your downline, look it over, study over who all you have that's helping in your downline, and make sure that you have four good people that are paying for product each month on your first level, and then make sure you help those people get four people. And then have them, you've trained them to do the same thing. Then the third level, they will get four people. And as it grows wide like that, you'll begin to see the profits grow, and you'll begin to see your business grow. And if you help enough of those people get started and get going with it, it will make a huge difference in your own organization and in what you're doing. We're working on a lot more tools, and we're working on a lot more programming and things that's going to help the business. And we look forward to a lot more exciting things to be coming soon to present, to help you grow your business with Amazing Grape. And we appreciate every one of you's efforts. We appreciate you sharing this research, sharing what is out there, and telling everybody about the benefits of Amazing Grape. I see our time has come and gone, but I want to thank everybody. This has just touched on some of the basics here, but I want everybody to take this to heart, and you can actually go on your website and share the conference calls with people so they can go and click on it and listen to it. If they don't have time to get on here at 8 o'clock on Monday evening, then have those people to go and look at, listen at it on your website. You've got a free website, and those conference calls are right there. Have them to go look at it and check it out right there online anytime. And also, if you're new, if you just got on the call tonight, if somebody's invited you on, be sure and get back with the person that invited you. Thank them for having you on the call tonight so that you can get in here and get started to help us with Amazing Grape as well. Until next Monday night, I thank everybody for being on the call tonight. I appreciate it and look forward to hearing from you between now and next Monday night. So thank you, everyone, for being on tonight.